We're going to go in-depth on the costs of the 16-day government shutdown. Now, it forced federal employees to miss millions of days of work and agencies to forego millions of dollars in revenue. The Office of Management and Budget has released a report estimating the economic, programmatic, and budgetary costs. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, does OMB give a total in terms of the shutdown's cost?
They do not. And in fact, the new report, which we do have linked up on federalnewsradio.com, it breaks it down by in terms of money and programmatic delays. And I'm going to give you a couple examples. For instance, the Smithsonian Institution estimated it missed out on $4 million in additional revenue during the because of the shutdown. The National Park Service said they missed out on $7 million of revenue. The IRS couldn't collect $2 billion in taxes over that two-week period. Now, obviously, they're going to collect them eventually, but that's all part of the delay. In terms of programmatic delays, the Social Security Administration delayed completing 1,600 medical disability reviews and 10,000 supplemental security income redeterminations. And the Federal Housing Administration delayed processing more than 500 applications for loans to develop, rehabilitate, and refinance more than 80,000 multifamily rental units. Sylvia Matthews Burwell, is the OMB director. She describes further programmatic impacts of the shutdown.
Whether that was putting on hold basic research at NSF, where 98% of the staff was furloughed. And to give you a sense of that, on average, NSF issues about 765 grants and continuations in a two-week period. So you can get a sense of the magnitude of something like that from a programmatic sense. The other thing I want to highlight is the other direct budgetary costs, and that came in things like uncollected fees, for example, at the National Park. The National Park Service has estimated that it was unable to collect about $450,000 per day. Or another direct cost to the federal government is under the Prompt Payment Act and the Cash Management Improvement Act, we'll be required to pay interest on payments that we were late on. And so those are some other examples of direct costs.
Now, Burwell offered comments on the shutdown report during a phone briefing with reporters yesterday. Now, she says programs didn't bounce back right away either. It took more than a week to restore normal operations at the National Nuclear Security Administration, and it could take more than a week to restore operations at some Energy Department labs and plants, where they also, on top of the week needed to restore operations, lost almost 3 weeks of mission work. Now, Burwell says the report shows there are a number of negative ramifications because of the shutdown.
In terms of the negative impact on our economy, both directly and indirectly. Number two, the negative impact on something we're all trying to do, which is run the government more efficiently and effectively, and the costs that are occurring because of the shutdown. And number three, the impacts that occurred because of programmatic things that were occurring that affect people's daily lives, whether those are their economic lives or their personal lives. And so by doing the report, making sure that there is clarity about that.
Now, Burwell says these cost estimates are very conservative. OMB hasn't factored in the costs that agencies will eventually face for the 10,000 stop work orders that they gave to vendors who may be able, in some instances, charge the government for having to stop the work.
Now, during the shutdown, we spent exhaustive hours and ink and breath on the impact of this closure on federal employees, which seemed to be enormous. What did OMB find actually happened in terms of figures?
Well, I think you're right. I think federal employees definitely felt the brunt of the shutdown. OMB calculated 850,000 federal employees were furloughed initially, and even after DOD came back because of the Pay Our Military Act, more than 400,000 employees remained out of work for the full 16 days. Burwell says in all, the shutdown cost the government 6.6 million days of work.
In total, what that translates to is roughly $2 billion in terms of the cost of lost productivity. And so that is one of the biggest measurements that we use to talk about the impact of the shutdown.
And in fact, if you add the pay and benefits of the loss and have to be made up, it's actually the number is even bigger, $2.5 billion. Now, Burwell says OMB used a formulaic approach to figure out those total costs. Agencies submitted the number of employees that were under furlough during the shutdown, and OMB multiplied it by the average salary by agency. So that's how they got to that $2.5 billion figure. Now, as the agencies that were affected most, and not a lot of surprises here, the Defense Department lost 1.6 million days because of the shutdown. But interestingly enough, followed by Treasury, lost almost a million days, 985,000. Agriculture lost 737,000 days, and Interior lost 646,000 days. We have a full link to almost every agency on federalnewsradio.com for people to see how their agency did. Now, Burwell says this report also doesn't include costs that were in previous shutdown reports in 1995 and 1996.
The other thing that this does not cover is the issue of all the preparation leading up to and what happened post. So, as I'm sure you can imagine, there was a lot of preparation that went into taking care of preparing for the shutdown and actually doing the shutdown. And so whether that those were thousands and thousands of man hours across all the agencies and departments in terms of that preparation, and then as we moved to reopen things, we had those costs too. So the subset that you're referring to is a subset and is based on a formula of average salary by agency.
Now, Burwell says the report also tries to discuss the impact of the federal workforce in the short and long term in terms of recruitment and retention. Now, OMB stated in the document itself that both the shutdown and sequestration-related furloughs have undermined the competitive advantage the government has in hiring workers. And I think there's a lot of people in government who will tell you, absolutely, there's people not only not coming, but people leaving.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, why did OMB do this report? Because the Government Accountability Office is also looking at the same costs of the government shutdown, right?
Absolutely right. And I think there are several reasons why OMB decided to do this report. I think first and foremost, there's been several requests from not only members of the press about how much does this cost and what's the impact being, but also I think the cost as members of Congress who, too, also are interested in knowing what's going on. But I think more importantly, and I think this is where they're getting, this is the reason they're really looking at it, is it shows the broader consequences of shutting down the government for more than 2 weeks. But Burwell says OMB will submit this report to Senator Barbara Mikulski and others on Capitol Hill.
This type of report was done also post the 95 and 96 shutdown by John Koskinen at that time. And so in terms of the follow-up and closing out the issues of shutdown, we believed it was important to have in one place the articulated impact. That is why we've done the report in terms of response to both requests and part of what we believe is the right thing to do following on the shutdown in terms of articulating it. You mentioned the question of was it not appreciated enough and is that the reason that we're doing it? I would say no. I think one thing that did come out of the shutdown is a greater appreciation for a number of things that the government did, and many of the stories helped people did understand some of the things that in their daily lives were being interrupted, whether those were economic interruptions in the terms of loans like SBA loans that couldn't go forward, or those were personal interruptions such as people who were not afforded the opportunity to enter into NIH trial.
Now, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia is the one who requested that Government Accountability Office report to analyze the cost of the shutdown. Now, he made that request in late October, so I imagine it's going to be a couple months before GAO obviously completes its work. Now, Senator Warner is looking at, wants GAO to look at several similar issues as the OMB report, overall impact on the economy, the federal workforce, the impact on federal agency operations, but he also is looking at the impact on state and local governments, and he also wants GAO to look at federal contractors and other private sector businesses and how they were affected, as well as lost tax and fee revenue. So I think the GAO will probably borrow heavily from the OMB report, but also do their own research into some of these other areas.
Now, Jason, in the less than 24 hours that the report has been out, what reactions are you seeing so far?
Well, I think they are coming in, and there's a lot of people, obviously, there's a lot of the Democrats and the employee unions are all saying, see, told you this was an awful thing, you know, kind of shaking their finger as the I told you so moment. But it's interesting because there are also people are saying, you know, they're not just saying, hey, look what we told you was bad, but use this report as the basis so this doesn't happen again. Senator Mikulski, who was the one who kind of initiated OMB to do this report, was saying that she hopes that this report can help influence or at least help the members of Congress, the bicameral budget conference, come to a deal that she says cancels the sequester for 2 years and provides top-line funding for both 2014 and 2015, and therefore then the Appropriations Committee can enact a 12-bill omnibus legislation by January 15th that would fund the government for the rest of 2014. the American Federation of Government Employees, President J. David Cox, also issued a statement saying, you know, look at the detrimental consequences of the shutdown. But he also said, look, I hope lawmakers take this report and read it and understand it. And as they engage in the budget debates, they remember that they're putting government services at risk when they're, as he says, try to score political points in this idea of shutting down the government. And there's others, you know, coming in, National Treasury Employees Union, Senator Tom Carper. They're all kind of putting their pencil on this, saying, look how bad it is, and let's not have this ever happen again.
Well, Jason, I just have a couple of questions. The IRS is claiming, or this report claims, the IRS did not collect $2 billion in taxes. I mean, the question is, those taxes are presumably still due, and since tax, in theory anyway, tax compliance is voluntary in the United States, I mean, shouldn't that money still come to the IRS, and can it kind of go back?
Yeah. It will. Absolutely right. But the point is, I think that they're trying to say is, they're behind on their tax collections. So the money coming into the Treasury to pay bills are now that it's like, you know, Tom, if you or I miss a paycheck, eventually we will get that paycheck. But if we don't get it for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, we have bills that are waiting to be paid, and we don't have the money necessarily to pay those bills. So I think that's the impact that OMB is trying to put out. And then as well, there's interest. I mean, like the government puts their money in a bank and they get interest on it, right? They're missing out on the interest. So I think those are the two issues that they're trying to pull up.
And, of course, the good book says that you shall not hold your workers' wages until the morning. And so a lot of federal employees that were furloughed did not get paid, and even the ones that were at work did not get paid. But in Congress voting to restore those funds afterwards, then maybe the $2 billion that was lost not to the government but to the employees that were furloughed is not really lost.
Well, that's productivity lost. So that's how they measured productivity, not measuring the actual dollars. The other $2.5 billion, so that's $2 billion in lost productivity, another $500 million in compensation that did eventually get paid out but was, again, delayed.
Okay, so a pretty complete report, though, and it seems to look at it from all sides in terms of the money in and the money out.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of good data in there, so I would encourage people to take a look at it. Again, federalnewsradio.com.